a butcher's apron, and 14 rubber galoshes. And now it's that time in the day when we say hello and welcome to listeners to BBC Radio 4, who join us for another of our radioactive road shows. Yes, somewhere out there in our new radioactive bus are a host of famous faces ready to stop and talk to you as you go about your daily business. So let's waste no time and go over and join Mike Flex, Mike Stand, Nigel Pry and Anna Dapter.
I knew this bus would break down. What's the matter with it?
I don't know what's the matter with it. How am I supposed
to... All right, keep your hair on.
Don't tell me to keep your hair
on. Good. Well, we'd best just leave the radioactive crew there. Dan's just preparing for the day's events. And we'll come back to them very soon. But in the meantime...
And now, radioactive presents...
Commercial time.
Of course, your country's gone down a drain, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you show me anything... Anything good that is British these days.
Hold on a minute.
Who's that?
I just want to tell you a few things. That warm lager you're drinking...
Yeah?
It's British. Come with me. I'll show you a few other things that are British.
What's this thing?
British Central Heating System. Come on, we're going for a run. Come on. Faster. Faster.
British shoes?
No, British bus service. Here, have a look at this.
God, it's enormous. Is it British?
Yes.
What is it?
British gas bill. Here, catch hold of these.
Here, Union Jack tea towel, great. Yeah, a royal wedding souvenir mug.
Miniature beef eaters.
British?
No, Japanese.
Here's our radioactive record of the week. It's being released on our new radioactive label, and you'll be able to hear it here on Radioactive every quarter of an hour from now until it gets into the charts. So here, singing their non-stop disco dancing hit, Up the Wall, it's the Jerksons.
Dancing. Oh. I can't see no point in dancing anymore. My thing,
oh my thing.
I can't get my funky thing off the disco floor. I keep a sharp position, singing half down boogie cow. I'll get a heart condition. I mean, I can hardly breathe right now. Dancing. All this dancing's making me hiccup. Dancing. Does this dancing make me nauseous? Yes, sure does. Shake my booty rhythm. Strike my funky thing. Yeah. Wait a sec, this don't mean a thing.
Get up,
get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Which one?
Get up, get down. World me round and round. I'm dancing,
Welcome back, and a quick apology now from our traffic department for an incorrect announcement made earlier on in the last show due to a slight typing error. The message should have read that due to industrial action, there'll be no buses running tomorrow morning in the city centre, and not, as was announced, due to industrial action, there'll be no busy ranging to match Jiff Indicati Sintrad. Sorry about that. Well, the radioactive bus is, I believe, somewhere in the high street, so why don't we go over and join them right now?
Well, Mike, here we are in the high street opposite the entrance to the shopping precinct, and I don't think I have ever seen so many people crammed into one place.
Great. Could you get them to give us a cheer, Mike?
Yes, later on in the programme I'll get them all together.
Well, how about right now, Mike?
Right now?
Yep.
Right, okay, right now let's have a really big cheer for all the radioactive listeners at home. One, two, three.
Hooray! Hooray!
Sounds like quite a party down there, Mike.
Well, early days yet, Mike.
Super. Well, everything going on down there by the sounds of things. And we'll be back to Mike pretty shortly. In the past weeks, if you remember, we've heard several special radioactive adaptations of various well-known film classics, including Krakatoa, East of Portsmouth, Breakfast at Wimpy's, The King and Eileen, and now this week, ordinary, everyday, humdrum, run-of-the-mill people.
Hey, Mum.
Hi, Sam.
Mum, when's dinner tonight?
What's up with Mum, Pa? Your mother has been a little upset lately, Sam.
Oh. Well, do you know what time dinner is tonight, Pa?
Son?
Hi, Mom.
I want to tell you I'm sorry.
That's okay, Mom. I understand.
Have you had a good day, dear?
Yeah. Your lunch was a little late today. But I had a thick shake to keep me going.
That's nice, dear.
Yeah, because I didn't know what time dinner was tonight.
Where's your mother gone, son?
She's in the kitchen preparing dinner.
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Is it 8 o'clock? I gotta get going.
No, dinner's at 8, Pop.
No dinner's at 8 o'clock. What the hell are we gonna eat then?
Pastrami on rye.
Who's cooking that?
Mama, she's in the kitchen now.
Well, I should hope so, a woman of her age.
Yeah. It's at 8.
It? What do you mean, it?
Well, it's at 8.
What, it the impersonal pronoun?
No, it dinner.
Don't talk gibberish, son. No, it dinner. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
No, dinner is at 8, Pa.
No dinner again? What the hell's happened to it this time? Go and fetch your mother.
She's in the kitchen making it.
Don't talk smut, son.
Oh! You hit me, Pop.
You apologize to your mother.
Okay. Mom?
Yes, son?
I'm sorry Pop hit me.
Okay. You mustn't be so harsh upon yourself, son.
Okay, Mom.
I've got a surprise for you both.
Dinner's ready.
I'm standing now in the middle of a new shopping precinct, and of course, one of the advantages of getting out into the streets like this is being able to actually meet and have a chat with some of the radioactive listeners. So let me just have a word with this young man here. Excuse me, I'm Mike Flex.
Oh, is this the radio?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great, because I'm a real radio fanatic, me. I spend all day listening to the radio, I do.
Marvellous.
I've got all the stickers and all that, you know, but I've never been on the radio before, Brian. It's
well,
a real treat.
Now's your chance.
Yeah, which one are you from, then?
Radioactive.
Oh! Never heard of that one.
Good, well, Mike seems to be up to his neck in fans down there, so it's time for a commercial break.
And now, Radioactive presents...
Commercial time.
Feeling peckish, with that stomach grumbling, and is it still hours till your next meal? Then why not eat something? It's still one of the most effective ways of satisfying hunger.
Well, we're all having a ball here, I can tell you. Everyone's really having fun, but then that's what the roadshow's all about. And here with me, having lots of fun too, is
Peter Brazen.
That's right, Peter. Now come in nice and close to the microphone. Now you're wanting to make a quick dedication, aren't you, Peter?
Yes, it's to my wife.
Super. And what will she be doing now?
I don't know. She's run off with someone else.
Yeah. off with someone else. Great. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Well, for her anyway. And how long have you been married, Pete?
3 years.
Oh, 3 years. Didn't even make the 7 then. A really great story, isn't it? Thanks, Roger.
Peter.
That's right. Well, moving on now, here's a gentleman walking towards us with a really determined stride. Excuse me, sir, can I ask you what you're doing here?
Yes, I'm buying some flowers.
For anyone in particular?
Well, it's my aunt's funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry, your aunt died.
Yes, it was rather sudden.
Oh dear. Well, that's a great shame.
Yes, terrible.
A great pity.
Yes, we're terribly close.
Mm. So that's one person who won't be around to find out if Blondie's still at number one. And speaking... Speaking of the top 40, thank you very much, sir. Take care. Don't forget that the show is being hosted by Mike Channel. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yes, indeed, Anna.
And I gather we can expect some good news about Bucks Fizz.
Oh, that's right, Anna. They've dropped out of the charts this week.
Well, that's super.
Speak to you later, Anna.
Bye, Mike.
You're listening to Radioactive, Britain's first national local radio station. And a quick news flash here, just in. Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper, has apparently escaped from Parkhurst Prison. Police are looking for a man with a Geordie accent.
Hi, Mike Stand here, out and about. And now it's time for a few requests. And firstly, I have with me a lady called,
Janet Bronson.
And you want to hear...
That's right.
What?
I want to hear. I'm a bit deaf. I'd like to hear better.
Yes. What do you want to hear?
Yes, I want to hear.
What?
I said, I want to hear. Are you deaf or something?
No. But what do you want to hear?
Better. I want to hear better.
Great. Okay, well, a time now for a little local talent.
Pardon? I heard that.
Okay, well, as I was saying, it's time for a little local talent, and I've got with me two young men who are saying, move over Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Move over Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And they are Brian and Richard, and they write musicals. That's right.
That's right. Yes. And we have, in fact, just finished our 15th musical.
Yes, and it's based on the early years of Genghis Khan.
Yes. Really, he was all Mongolian ballroom dance champion.
Yes. Not a lot of people know that.
No. And it's called the Canny Khan who could can.
Well, would you like to sing one of the numbers from it?
And we'd like to sing one of the numbers from it.
Right.
One, two, three. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I am here. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, you are there. That's you, that's you, that's W, that's you and me. That's me and you, and you and me, and me and you, and you and me.
Yeah, well, thanks both very much.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very... Okay, right, and over. Over to Nigel Pryor.
Nigel Pryor here, and time now for our Voice of the People spot. And over the last few hours that we've been conducting a survey in around the town to find out people's reactions to burning issues of the day. So firstly, to find out people's feelings about the controversial topic of immigration and race relations, we've been asking them the vital question, are you black? 59% said no, 49% said yes, and a staggering 74% said they just didn't know. And I think that shows what a touchy area it is.
Let's go on to somebody else in the crowd now. Excuse me.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Hello, I'm on holiday.
Uh-huh, and I wonder if you've got any interesting stories to tell us about your time on holiday.
Yes, indeed I have, I have. I saw a UFO.
A UFO?
Yes.
Really?
And what's more, come here. I saw it land.
Where was that?
Just here on my jacket.
That's an egg stain, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It crash landed, you see.
Right, thanks very much. Back to Nigel Pry for another street survey.
Yes, indeed, Mike. Well, of course, there's been a good deal of concern recently over the threat of nuclear war and Britain's participation in the arms race. And so we've been asking people, should Sunday football be allowed? 9% said yes, 54% agreed with them, and a staggering 92% said, Norway.
Norway, Mike.
No way.
Thanks very much, Nigel. Well, I'm standing outside the city football ground now where the local derby match has just finished, and there are the usual familiar faces, programme sellers, policemen, and, of course, all the football fans. And perhaps we could have a quick word with one or two of the colourful characters here. Excuse me, Constable. Yes, I couldn't help noticing you were singing just then.
That's right, sir.
Why is that, I wonder?
Well, I'm an Arsenal supporter, sir.
They're not playing today.
That's right, sir. That's why I'm singing. Yeah, can't be too careful these days, can you, sir?
Thanks for talking to us. Perhaps you could have a word with somebody else. Yes, over here is a real football fan. Hello, I'm Mike Flex from Radioactive.
What's that?
Radioactive, and we're...
Oh, the radio station.
That's right.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, we're talking to local football fans.
Yeah, I listened to your station.
Ah, good.
Once.
Yeah.
Crap, that is.
Is it?
Yeah, I listen to Radio 1, mate.
Yes, well, perhaps we better be...
Hello, good. Squire.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, perhaps we better just hand...
Oi,
back...
shove off, Titch. Hey, bum it, we're on trying to have a conversation here. You went to match, Squire?
Yes, I was.
Bloody cracker, wasn't it, eh?
I beg your pardon?
Bloody crack of a match, wasn't it, eh?
Very enjoyable, yeah.
You know, I reckon that Jackie Thompson's a good, you know.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I mean, you look at the way he put away that second goal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you reckon?
I don't think that's conclusive proof of his deity, no.
What?
Well, just because he turned well, beat his man and scored from 25 yards doesn't necessarily indicate divine origin, does it?
No, point taken.
Good.
Good goal, that's all. Still, what about that penalty save from Jennings, though? Miracle, eh?
In what way, exactly?
In what way? It's a bleeding miraculous save, that's all, mate.
Well, I think it's well within the realms of human capability to halt a ball struck with force from a distance of 12 yards. I mean, no real divine intervention needed there, I'd have thought.
No. Good save, that's all. Look, you know, all I'm saying is, you know, on the day, City was the only side in it, that's all.
They were playing against their reserves, were they?
Eh?
Well, I was under the impression there were at least 11 members of an entirely different football club there.
Oh, yeah, but what I'm saying is they couldn't have scored to save their lives.
Well, the incentive would have been that much greater, of course.
Eh?
Well, were they to have forfeited their lives in the event of defeat, as you suggest, then presumably their bid for victory would, as a result, have intensified quite considerably. I would have thought.
Ah. You taking a piss?
Yes.
Ah. Well, I have with me now, just coming over, a rather charming couple. Excuse me, I wonder if you'd like to say a few words on the radio.
I'm sorry, what is this?
Ah, you're not English.
No, we're French.
Ah, Francais! Très bien! Alors, qu'est-ce que vous faisiez ici?
What are we doing here?
Yes? What are you doing here?
We're just window shopping, really. We're not looking for anything special.
Good! And quel sorts de things vous normalement aimez? Preferez-vous le...
What are the things we normally like to buy?
Yes! I mean, you must spend most of your time looking for lace souvenirs and lace postcards, don't you?
No, I am a research chemist and my friend works in computers.
Ah, les computers!
Non, on dit les calculateurs en français.
Sorry?
On ne dit pas les computers.
Ah, you don't work in computers. Lost your job, have you?
No, of course I do. I've just told you once.
Ah, très bon, yeah.
A quel sort of computers?
Les calculateurs microélectroniques et les rédacteurs numériques et aussi les ordinateurs analogiques. Vous connaissez?
Let's go back to mine.
Thanks, Mike. And a reminder that next week's competition will be to find out who is the best amateur DJ. And the winner will be invited to do his or her own two-hour show here on Radioactive. And if they look as if they're going to be a star in the making, they'll be given a special 9-year contract with Radio Iceland. So that's something to look forward to. But right now, it's time for Radioactive's... funeral spot. And today we say a big radioactive
bye-bye
to Mr. Obadiah Steamhook, who his bereaved wife, Jacqueline, says, passed away quite suddenly last week just before Coronation Street. Anyway, here's hoping that wherever he is, he's still able to get radioactive. Right now, it's time for our final piece of music, and here on Radioactive, we always pride ourselves on our firsts, and in just one moment, a couple of singers who have appeared on all the TV and radio stations in the country are going to appear on this station for the very first time. So here is a recording of them, live in the Hollywood Basin.
Okay. Two. Okay. Right now, it's time for the last number of the evening. Right. It's been a terrific evening, isn't it? Great. Okay, so will you welcome back on stage, please, Mr. Neil Down and Mr. Bob Bellin. Yeah!
I saw the bird of peace the other day, flying through the sky, pursued by people who hate him. They took their guns and shot him down. I found the bird of peace on the ground and ate him. I had you with mint sauce. All my friends ask me how I feel. Well, I feel peaceful, of course.
Hey, son, let me play.
Fly above, oh bird of peace, you're the razor.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Leonard Cohen, yeah. Right now, George Harrison.
Bird of peace,
terrific. Right now, it's time to welcome old Grey Eyes himself, Mr. Frank Sumatra.
Oh, butterfly of love, my kind of bird, come and fly with me. Oh, butterfly
Mr. Frank Sumatra. But now, making his own way towards the microphone is Mr. Dean Martian. Dean Martian, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it.
Hope I'm off the stage.
And now, finally, the reason we're all here, the people you've been praying for. Would you welcome, please, Norris Davin and Gary Crisp. Yes, the sensational, three and only, TV. Woo!
Okay, well, that just about wraps up the roadshow for today. Just time to go back one more time for the results of the...
How far today have we travelled in our bus?
...competition.
David Liney guessed 225 miles.
Yes, indeed, Mike. But the closest, in fact, was Clive Stewart of Brighton, who guessed 200 miles.
Well done, Clive.
Yes, and how far have you actually travelled, Mike?
400 yards.
Ah, so we'll be seeing you...
Sometime next week.
Great.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson-Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope and Mike Stevens. Music was by Philip Pope and Richard Curtis, and the program was written by Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins and the producer, Jimmy Mulville.
In a moment on Radioactive, we'll be giving you the address to write to claim your free money, and Britt Eklund will be telling us where she lives and inviting Radioactive listeners to call round and share a sauna with her. But first, we have to say goodbye to Radio 4 listeners who leave us for their own programmes. Britt, welcome.